our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Quote, Walt Disney.
You should. I know this is a podcast. You cannot see the look of concern on the kid's face. Oh, Dad's joking on the first episode. And the lesson there is don't get hit in the head with an anvil.
The songwriting that Disney does is amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Good talk, buddy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 10 of the podcast Good Talk, Buddy. One dad.
One kid.
One good talk. Hey, bud. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I am really good today. We have a fun podcast episode to present to everyone today. We are going to have our Gimme 2 a little bit later. We'll, of course, have our special surprise topic. If you've never listened to the podcast before, first of all, where you been? but welcome in.
Why are you starting on this episode?
That's right. No, but thank you for listening. We welcome in. We welcome everyone, regardless of when they started listening.
Mm-hmm.
The kid and I will pull out a topic out of our topic Red Solo Cup. We each wrote down 10 topics before we started the podcast that we would like to talk about, have our good talk about. And those are in a Red Solo Cup. And each week we pull that out. That's the topic that we have our main discussion about. We also do a fun little segment called Gimme Two. Yeah. We throw two things out there, and we each have to guess the other's topics there. And then we started a segment called The Countdown. We'll have that in just a little bit. And sometimes, and this is one of those times, that we have listener email.
Yeah. Woo.
And so we are going to answer a listener email right now. And so with all that said, let's start our episode 10 of the podcast with this listener email. And it was to me. Sometimes people will, in the subject line, they'll say, this is for the kid to read.
Mm-hmm.
This one was for the dad to read.
Yeah.
And here it goes. Hello to the dad and the kid from sunny Mesa, Arizona. My name is Kathy. Hi, Kathy. I found your podcast while searching for family-friendly podcasts on Apple Podcasts. And I have to say, I really enjoy it. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We love that. As a single mom of two kids myself, a girl who is 8 and a 5-year-old boy, I know that it can be difficult to take time to stay connected with your kids and really have a fun, good talk with them. From listening, it seems as though you two have a great relationship and the talks you have are very positive. Thank you. I think we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a question for the dad. As a parent, I imagine that there have been times when you have had to discipline the kid, and those talks haven't been quite as fun. How do you walk the line between being the boss and being a friend? I sometimes fall into the trap of wanting my kids to like me, so I am too lenient on them if they do something wrong. And for the kid, what does your dad do to make you feel as though you know it's okay for him to discipline you, but you don't get mad at him for doing it? I hope you all keep having these good talks for a long time. All the best, Kathy G. Kathy, thank you so much for your email. I'll start. She asked me the first question, so if it's okay with you, I'll start.
Yeah.
Look, my job is not to be the kid's friend, right?
Right.
We are friends. I love you. You're one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I am your father. So right. My job is as your parent. You have plenty of friends.
Exactly.
You have friends and they fulfill a role in your life. You will only have one dad. That's me. And so I have a very important job, and it's to teach you those boundaries, teach you things that are right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And when those things get broken, like a trust or a boundary that you push a little too far or you break, then there are repercussions for that, consequences for that. And it can be losing privileges. It could be, you know, when you were a lot younger, like 2 or 3 years old, it was time out. You get put in time out.
Corner for like 20 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so that's how I handle that. But what I try to do, and buddy, this is where I think you come in. I think this is where she wants to hear from you as the kid that gets disciplined. What I try to do is even when I'm upset with you, if I get angry with you, if you've done something that deserves to be corrected, we correct it, And then I try to come back later and say, do you know why this happened? And we have a talk about it. Instead of you just feeling bad that you, because you're not a bad kid, you did a bad thing.
Right.
And those two things are different. Everybody does bad things. We all make mistakes.
Exactly.
So I have to, my job as your dad, I have to try to correct those mistakes, make sure that they don't happen again, and make you understand as the kid why you were, why there was a consequence, maybe why you lost a privilege, and help you to not do that again. So her question to you is, does your dad make you feel as though you know it's okay for him to discipline you, but you don't get mad at him for doing it?
Yes, he certainly does make me feel like, he makes me feel like, in my brain I say, hey, this is why I know why I'm getting punished for this, what I did, and I won't do that again.
And that doesn't break the love we have for each other. Sometimes you might not like it.
Right.
You might be like, man, dad was really kind of hard on me. And the old man, which I understand is perfectly natural. But that's exactly why I try to come back to you pretty much usually right away and say, here's why I raised my voice to you a little bit. And here's why you got in trouble. And here's why you have lost your privileges for electronics or whatever. And look, let's just be honest. That doesn't happen very often. You're a really good kid.
Right.
But we all mess up. Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
It's how we correct those mistakes and try to not make them again. That to me is the core of what discipline is supposed to be. So, Kathy, your role, I mean, obviously, I'm no expert on parenting. I'm just a parent. But the way I look at it is my role is I'm your dad. That's it. If we are friends and we love each other, everything else will work out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be mad at me because you're going to understand that's my dad. He has to do this. And so for your kids, Kathy, that I understand wanting to be their friend, but if they're running around like crazy heathens, I'm not suggesting that they are, but if they are, who else is going to do that?
Right.
Who else is going to teach them this is not how you behave?
This is not, you're not supposed to be doing this around the house.
And I hope that as you get older, that you will look back on some of the things and you'll say, you know what, I didn't maybe understand it at the time, but I'm really glad that my parents taught me how to behave.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will serve you well. It'll make you a better human moving forward. So, Kathy, I hope that that leads you to having some good discussions with your kids and some good talks with your kids. But thank you so much for writing in. We really, really appreciate that. All right. So it's time for our countdown. You ready to get into the countdown?
Yep.
Okay. So the countdown topic, in 30 seconds, we're going to set the timer. And when within that 30 seconds, the kid and I are going to try to alternate. He names one, I name one. As many non-Disney cartoon characters as we can think of. Non-Disney cartoon characters. Are you ready?
Yes.
And go.
Bugs Bunny.
Donald Duck.
Daffy Duck.
Oh, wait, I said Donald Duck.
You said Donald Duck.
Yeah, that's
Duck.
A Disney. Yeah, okay, sorry. You said Daffy Duck. Yeah. Elmer Fudd.
The Minions.
Good. Wile E. Coyote.
Roadrunner.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Tasmanian Devil.
SpongeBob.
Patrick.
Squidward.
Mr. Krabs.
No, we're just naming all the kids.
Yeah.
SpongeBob. Pepe Le Pew. Oh, I got Pepe Le Pew in before the timer went off. Okay. So I don't know how many that we got there, but I think it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Stupid timer.
I forgot to count, so.
Yeah, me too. I get too into the. Exactly. I gotta be thinking about. I can't believe I just said non-Disney and then I said Donald Duck. All right, there you go. There's our countdown. We had a little fun with that. Mm-hmm. You guys, hope you play at home. See how many you get.
Yeah.
And enjoy. Have some fun with that. All right, buddy. It's time to pull the topic out so we can figure out what we're gonna have our good talk about on this episode.
Hopefully, it's one of mine.
It has been a few of mine here recently. So here we go. He's pulled the topic out of the old red Solo cup, and the topic is movies.
Movies.
I love movies. You love movies.
Yeah. Everybody loves them.
Well, not everybody. Well, I mean, you know, I love all kinds of movies, and I know you do too. I honestly, one of the things that the pandemic and the, you know, kind of lockdowns, restrictions that it has forced us to not be able to go to the movie theater.
Right.
And I like watching movies at home. That's perfectly fine. But I love going to the theater.
The movie theater is a great experience if you've never been.
What's your favorite part about going to the movie theater?
I mean, probably just like getting all the snacks and everything.
All right, what's the best snack at the theater?
Okay. Well, you know, there's obviously popcorn.
Popcorn. Movie theater popcorn tastes different than any other popcorn.
Right. But normally they have like candy boxes out. Mm-hmm. And normally I get like M&Ms or Milk Duds.
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah.
I like the Twizzler.
The Twizzlers are good.
Twizzler is a good, because it doesn't make a lot of noise.
Right.
Like popcorn is kind of noisy. So if you're in a movie that's kind of quiet and you're like, people are like, what's happening back there? Sorry. We're just eating popcorn. Yeah. So the kid and I, we go to see a lot of movies at the movie theater, try to go see stuff that we're interested in, like the weekend that it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't been to the theater in 2 years.
That might be a problem.
We're getting to a point, I think, where we probably can go.
Right.
Because you're vaccinated, I'm vaccinated.
We're all vaccinated.
Yeah, and I think that it's, you know, a lot of movie theaters still, they want you to wear a mask if you're in there, which I'd be perfectly fine to wear a mask.
I go to school with a mask on every single day, so.
Yeah. So I mean, seeing a movie for 2 hours with a mask is no big deal.
It's nothing new.
Yeah. So I missed that. I know you missed that. We'll get back to it. So when the topic of movies comes up, let me ask you this. What would you say is your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, gosh.
So far at 10 and a half years old.
This is hard.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, you go.
So I people ask this, you know, you'll ask your friends, what's your favorite movie? And a lot of people will say something like this, that I have different categories. So I have like, this is my favorite comedy. This is my favorite. But my overall favorite movie of all time is probably a movie called The Shawshank Redemption. Because of the story, it's perfectly acted. The story is great. But the message of the movie is hope. It's all about hopefulness and no matter what your circumstances in life is, that you can hopefully overcome that as long as you have hope in your heart and a little bit of belief that life can be better. I love that message. I just love the movie. And anytime, here's how you know that you've hit upon a good movie. Anytime that you see it on, even if you've seen that movie 100 times, if you see it on TV,
you'll stay to watch it.
You're like, oh, okay, this is about halfway in, but I'm going to watch it anyway. And that's what The Shawshank Redemption is for me. Now, Star Wars.
That's a whole nother level.
As a kid, Star Wars blew me away. Like, I was your age when Star Wars came out.
Oh, my God.
I was not quite 11 years old yet in the summer of 1977 when the original Star Wars came out. And it blew my mind, changed my opinion of movies. Just all of it was different for me. So Star Wars is way up there. If I were to say best action film, best, you know, special effects film, it would be Star Wars for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy, you've had a little bit of time to think. What is your favorite movie?
Well, I still can't think of like my all-time favorite movie, but I do have categories.
All right, that's fine. Yeah, I just mentioned that too. So yeah, absolutely.
Probably my favorite funniest movie has to be Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That is a really funny movie.
It is.
Yeah. Those two guys, Steve Martin and John Candy, are hilarious.
They are. Oh, my God.
So you have that. That's kind of a Thanksgiving tradition around our house. We watch that movie every Thanksgiving because the movie is set right before Thanksgiving.
Right before Thanksgiving.
So that's a tradition here in our home. Any others that come to mind when I say what's your favorite?
Well, like you said, like the special effects movies, Star Wars. I would also say that Marvel, like the Marvel movies, those are
incredible. And we went to see Avengers Endgame, And
movie?
It was in the theater.
Yeah.
So what? Infinity War, I think we saw Avengers Infinity War and Endgame in the theater.
Oh.
And let me just tell you something. Those are long movies.
They are.
They're like 3+ hours long. But when a movie holds your attention for 3+ hours, it's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. And those movies, I like watching those movies just at home. But again, those are so much better on a big screen.
They are, because you have like all the sound, and when it's a big battle or something, it vibrates your seat and just like, oh my gosh, this is happening.
Absolutely. So your movies was your topic. Was there anything specific about movies that you wanted to talk about when you wrote that topic?
Well, nothing too specific to talk about. Just talking about like all the different movies that we like.
Yeah. So, and just kind of how for me, movies became a point of connection for me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a huge sports fan, and you're like, man, sports, okay, it's fine. But I like to watch it on TV, and you're like, yeah, it's all right. But we do like to watch movies together.
We do.
And we have seen a lot of movies together. So that's one of those things that honestly, as your dad, I look forward to when you say, oh, there's a new movie coming out, even if it's not something I necessarily want to go see. I want to go see it with you.
Right.
Because that's a fun thing that you and I get to do together.
And we might be able to see No Way Home. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man No Way Home. Yeah, it's another one of those Marvel deals where they just do such a good job.
Yeah.
Those movies, here's what's weird. They look so real. Like, the special effects are so good anymore that they look real. It's insane. How good the special effects are. Like, look, Star Wars came out in 1977, and it blew my mind. But the special effects are so much better now than they were even in 1977.
Exactly. If you've watched The Mandalorian, then you know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah.
The special effects on that are amazing.
Oh, The Mandalorian is great. And that's a TV show. That's not even on the big screen. Exactly. I would love to see that. They should really release that in theaters.
Yeah.
So we could see it on a big screen, because that is, yeah. Look, we're Star Wars nerds.
Yeah.
let's just call it what it is. So anything else about movies that you would like to chat about? Has there ever been a movie that you watched and you felt like, oh, wow, this is a kind of a reflection of this makes me think of my life, or this is how I wish my life were? Because I think movies can do that to you sometimes too.
Yeah.
Has there ever been one?
There has been one, most definitely, but I cannot recall the name of it. But there has definitely been some movies where I'm just like, whoa, I want that to be in my life.
Yeah. I thought for a second you were going to say Home Alone. You've never been left alone. Maybe you want to be left alone. I don't know. So you can have a big party and order pizza like Kevin did in Home Alone.
I mean, that would be pretty awesome.
I think it would be pretty awful to be on a plane going to another country and know that you were at home by yourself. That would be horrible. Anything else, pal, about movies?
Well, for some reason, when I think of the word movies, my mind automatically goes to the movie Norm of the North.
Really?
Yeah. It's such like an unnoticeable movie, and I don't hear a lot of people talk about it. But that's what goes to my mind when I just hear the word movie.
Why do you think that is? Do you like that movie so much that it's like top of mind whenever you think of movies?
I do really like that movie.
What is it about it? Is it the story? Is it just funny? Or
it's funny, and I like the music in it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's a big part of movies is music.
Right.
Man, I grew up in the 80s, and a lot of the movies in the 80s have these amazing soundtracks. Like Footloose, exactly. Yeah. So that's the use of music in movies is a very big deal. Going back to the Shawshank Redemption, there's not even a song that I can remember, but the way that they use music throughout that movie, it makes you feel, you know, exactly what you are supposed to be feeling during that part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Anything else?
Well, no, nothing else.
All right. There's our good talk about movies.
Yeah.
Hope you all enjoyed that. So, yeah, everybody has categories for their favorite, you know, like favorite comedy, favorite drama.
Favorite Christmas movie, whatever.
Favorite Christmas movie, exactly. We will be doing a Gimme Two probably in the next couple of weeks about our favorite Christmas movies. But right now it's time for...
Utah! Gimme Two!
Gimme Two!
And we will be determining our two favorite things about Christmas. Christmas, 3 weeks away.
Oh.
3 weeks until Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm excited about it, too. So I'm going to try to guess your favorite two things about Christmas. You're going to try to guess mine. You want me to go first? You want to go first?
You go first.
I would say that one of your favorite things about Christmas would be the arrival of our elf, Brownie.
It's up there, but it's not in my two favorite.
It's not in the two favorite. Okay. Nope. Then I am going to say that one of your favorite things about Christmas is all of the Christmas music.
Nope.
Oh, man. I'm 0 for 2.
Yep.
All right, what'd you have?
I had, like, the arrival of Santa on Christmas Day.
Yeah, of course, sure, yeah.
And then being with all my family on Christmas Day, just opening presents and laughing.
That's a pretty amazing list. Those are two very good top two things.
Yep.
All right, so you get to try to guess my two favorite things about Christmas.
I'm going to say what I said, family, like being with your family.
Well, sort of. It's not one of the two that I wrote down, although it could be incorporated into either of those top two, and that'll make sense when I reveal what those two are.
Okay.
So you get another shot.
I'm going to say, like, all the Christmas music, like you said.
No. We were both ofers. There's too many things to like about Christmas. That made it hard. All right, so my number one is everyone is nicer around Christmas time.
Okay.
And look, I get it. People are almost always, unless they're fighting over a Black Friday sale and punching somebody so they can get a TV, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Most people become the best version of themselves right around Christmas.
Right.
And wouldn't it be wonderful if we were just that way all year round?
Exactly. Because it's the time, it's the month and the time for Santa to come, doesn't mean you just have to be, oh, I was always mean this whole year. I have to act nice now.
Yeah, and it's not, of course, Christmas is about the birth of Christ.
Right.
And it's not about Santa and it's not about presents, although those things make you happy.
Right.
And they make you maybe behave in a way where you're a little bit happier. It would just be nice if people were that nice all year round.
Exactly.
Most people are the best version of themselves around Christmas. Just hang on to that for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And let's try to be that for each other all the time. So that was my number one. My number two is giving gifts.
Ah, that's a good one.
I love to think about, research, find a really great gift, and then give that to someone that I love, and then watch them open it, their reaction. That is just the best.
It is.
So, yeah, giving gifts.
What was that?
Something's happened behind the scenes of the podcast that no one needs to know. That's why there's not video here. Full disclosure, that was me holding back a sneeze because I'm a human being and human beings sneeze. And I was just going to keep on going. The kid's like, are you all right? I'm fine. And no one would have ever known.
He's like,
well, nice job.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Way to call attention to it. All right, so there's a little gimme too. And look, we would love to hear from you. Write us and let us know what your two favorite things are about Christmas. We have a few episodes before Christmas.
Yeah.
It would give us time to read your favorite things about Christmas on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Our email address, goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com. Or if you just go to goodtalkbuddy.com, click on the contact us page, there's a link directly. You just click that link. It'll open up in your...
That's more simple.
Yeah, just do that. It'll open up in your email client, and you can send us an email. We love hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy. Before we get out of here, you have our quote of the week?
I do. Efforts and courage are not enough without purpose and direction. Quote, John F. Kennedy.
Well, that is someone who definitely knew about purpose.
Yep.
And direction. So, wonderful quote. Excellent job. Hey, you know what?
What?
Good talk, buddy.
Good talk.
All right, everybody. We will see you next week. Have a fantastic week.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Bye. To subscribe to the podcast, just find Good Talk Buddy on your favorite podcast app, Apple, Spotify, Google Play Store. You get the idea. Good Talk Buddy. Subscribe now.
And you can also visit our website, goodtalkbuddy.com.
And to send us an email, goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com.
Wow, that's a mouthful.